Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. You just listened to our national anthem. It's your brother Raheem. I hope all the texts went out today so that you can check in and see what's going on. We're going to start with insertion. We don't pray, we're certain the universe what we want, and we get it. As I walk the path of the man, honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightened, and I will get what I want. Okay, now mommy said, be careful what you ask for. Just might get it. Normally, we start the show off with with love. We talk about love for 4 or 5 minutes when we start the show off. I'm having a problem here. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm going to... my phone is going into a software update, which I didn't ask it to. Unbelievable. So what we're going to do, well, let's just talk about love for a few minutes. You know, love is an act that makes others feel good. That's our slogan. If you're making others feel good and everything is what it's supposed to be, I'm hoping that I didn't give out the wrong number here for the show. Very interesting. I'm going to call in myself to make sure everything's working okay. So just bear with me for a minute. 516-453-9230. Calling to make sure everything is working properly. No, I dialed the wrong number. Okay, so we got no, I don't remember, 516-453-9230. For some reason, the calls aren't going through. It's unbelievable. And there's nothing I can do about that. 6453-9230. Okay, for some reason, the calls aren't going through for some reason, and I'm not sure why, but there's not too much I can do about that. So we're going to go ahead. You can always catch me on the archives. This is not good. Okay, we always talk about love. Love is an act that makes others feel good. So if you're doing something that don't make other people feel good, then you need to stop doing it, okay? Because... 6-3-9-2. I'm calling it again to make sure. I'm trying to figure out why the calls aren't going through. Okay. You're listening to Elohim. Okay, we're talking about love. We have so many problems with love in this society. Because this society don't actually teach love. It teaches... you know, when you're stalking somebody, stalkingism, that's what they teach us, love, obsessionism, that's what I'm looking for. And that's something that we do not want to actually do. We don't want to be obsessed with nobody. We don't want to be stalking nobody or killing ourselves and them because they don't love you no more. They don't want to be with you no more. Duh. You know? So we have to... we have to begin to reassess what love actually is, you know? Love is an act to make others feel good. So if you're making them feel good and they're making you feel good, then you're pretty much going to have a feel-good day, okay? So I'm trying to wait to some of the calls get on the line, but the calls aren't going through. So we're going to keep going, talking about love. This is why we have trouble in groups. We have trouble with our relationships and family and everything else because we literally don't know what love is. And it's kind of tricky for us to deal with love if we don't know what it is. I'm going to check again to find out why the calls aren't going through. So just bear with me for a minute here. And We're going to, just bear with me for a minute until I figure out what's going on here and why the calls aren't going through. Some of the people that the text didn't go out. How about that? So the text that I sent out didn't go out. How about that? So nobody got the message. All right, well, can't really text everybody right now. So we're going to keep going here. We're going to have to get it to the, going to online archives and get what's going on today. It's very interesting. We're getting pushback from the system, so we must be talking about something good, you know, which is, Yes, this is Brother McCain. We seem to be on the air. We called into the show. Things are seeming to be open. Got another number deciding to pop up. There's a problem with the switchboard, I think. I'm not sure. Okay, now the numbers are starting to show up. The numbers weren't showing up before, and I wasn't sure why. Okay, let's see here. I want to thank 9302 for calling and letting me know that there was a problem, but the problem was being solved. I had to call out and call back into the show, and that's what's going on. Now the numbers are starting to pop up. Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in and letting me know that. Now, if you have a question or comment or anything, all you have to do is just press 1, and that'll let me know that you're that you do have a comment or a statement, and that'll put you on the radio so you can say anything or have a question or comment about something that you want to say. Okay. Now, the topic for today, I went through the love portion, all right, because love is the act and it goes through a bit of love to that first. Since everybody's just getting in here. So we're into the topic of the day, the Bible code book or religious book. We're also going to talk about health today. The question that we have on the board, and press 1 if you have the answer to this question. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now, the code of the book is that Psalm 82, men and women are God. So if men and women are God, that means that when they say in the beginning, God made heavens and the earth, that means that a man and a woman made that. Now, that's beyond your level of understanding. You say, oh, well, nobody knows. God is mysterious. But if you think in terms of the code where God is, you being God, you have to stop and figure out or ask the question, who is this God and where did he come from? That's the question that's on the board. So if you know the answer to that, that's one, you know, at any time, you know. And those of you who've been with me on the show, I've answered the question a couple of times, so you might know the answer, but you can still press one and give an answer if you want to. But the right away, the book takes you out of your understanding if you think in terms of it being a religious book, okay? Now, we want to deal with health today. I want to give a shout out to my friend, even though he's not feeling well, he's on the air. I don't appreciate him. He's hanging in there with me. I'm sorry we didn't start off like I was supposed to because the numbers wasn't showing up. Something was wrong with the board. Once I hung up and called back in, then the numbers started to show up. So those on the line, I appreciate you being on the line, okay? If you're dealing with the book, it's a code book. It gives you things. The ancestors left this information for you so that you can get power. See, now there's money in religion, but there's no power. You know what I'm saying? You notice all the religious groups, they got plenty of money, but they can't put boots on the ground. Even the Pope, as much money as he got, he can't put boots on the ground either. There's no Pope ships and Pope jets and stuff out there, no Pope nuclear weapons, that's not there. But his influence is worldwide. It's very powerful influence. Look at where he lives at. If heaven looks like anything, it looks like where he lives at. But we know the heaven is the cosmos, so we don't go there. But we need power right now, and that's our problem. As the black community, as the 99%, I'm just going to say it like that, we don't have power because we don't know how to get and achieve power because we're following the religious doctrine that's put down by the people who consider themselves men. Now, the people who consider themselves men and women, right, there's a limit. So once you say, well, I'm a man, there's a restriction placed on you that you can and cannot do. Once you say I'm a woman, there's a restriction placed on you where as far as what you can and cannot do. Every book, every religion got information in it for what a man can do and what a woman can do. And some of these books have women no more than slaves in the house, you know. But since this is religion, this is what God did, they go along with it. But that's not what the Bible code gives you. The Bible code gives you your potential. You have the potential of a God. Now, what does that mean? That means that if men and women made the earth, and they said, look at the light, you know that's the sun. That means that you put the sun up there. Now, wait a minute. How can I put up a sun? They're in the laboratory now working on things to deal with the sun, how to make heat as hot as the sun, how to deal with the sun's corona and all this stuff. They're backtracking, okay, on how to do a sun because this is your potential. Once you realize who you are, it tells you what your potential is. Now, as a man, remember the old saying, man can't fly? Well, if man was meant to fly, God would have gave him wings. Well, they're right. You go outside as a man and start slapping your arms, you ain't going nowhere. Man can't fly. But when you think in terms of you being a God, that little inconvenience is overcome. We got planes, jets, we're off the planet. But just a little inconvenience, you know, when you think in terms of being God. But if you think in terms of being a man, there's a whole lot of stuff you can't do. So I'm saying that's why the book specifically says, you are all, you know what I mean? It is implying, not just men, but men and women, you are all gods. That's your potential, which makes you an unlimited being. Now we're dealing with the codes. See what I'm saying? Now, there's two portions in the Bible. The first time it said they made men and women in our image. Now, you think of men and women, and you're going to make men and women, how are you going to make them? You're going to have sex. That's how you're going to make them. You know what I'm saying? That's how we make babies. That's how we make men and women. Now, I don't want to get into that too much, but I'm going to go to Abraham, say the story of Abraham. Dealing with Abraham as a code, right? Not as just a religious story where he comes and tried deer and he went through all this here. But the key to the whole thing is Abraham started out with him, his wife, and his nephew. They sojourned through Kenneth, going to all these places. All of a sudden, the nephew Lot gets captured. He gets captured. Abraham, right, took an army. Here this guy started with three people. He took an army, right, and went and rescued Lot. See, based on the code, you got to ask yourself, where did this man get an army from? You follow what I'm saying? Now, the tree of life is your children. That's the tree of life. So you have to eat from the tree of life. You have to be able to eat from what your children are producing. Ask yourself this question. What can I eat right now? Those of you on the line, some of you got children. The board is lit up, which is good. Some of you got children. Ask yourself right now, what can I eat from what my children have produced. See, we're not making our children producers. If you watch any of the old Chinese movies, any of them, where they have the little dynasties and all that, the king and all that kind of stuff, how many of you are preparing your children like Abraham did to be a military? See what I'm saying? We're taking the stories, but we're not dealing with the code. Just like the Abraham was getting ready to sacrifice one of his children for God. And God said, no, you ain't got to do it. It's okay. I'm good. Now, if we know that God is men and women, that means that Abraham is going to sacrifice his children for some man who's in charge. How was he sacrificing his children? By putting them in the military. You've been sacrificing your children ever since you've been here in the military. Our children got awards and accolades for how wonderful they've been fighting in the military. But who were they fighting for? They weren't fighting for what you wanted. They were fighting for what the God wanted that was in charge of you. See what I'm saying? Now that you know your God and you know their God, when they say God, you know what they're talking about. You follow what I'm saying? When your children go off to the military, you're sacrificing your children for God. Who's God in this country? You know what I mean? We out here voting now for a God to run the country. For God to make decisions in our lives. But not that you're not. This is what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that the leaders are something special. But when the Constitution was set up, it was designed to keep them from overpowering you. That's what was going on. The Constitution was for your protection against leadership. Because, you know, power goes to a person's head, and they just get absolutely crazy. You know what I'm saying? Let's get more into this code book, okay? You're sick, on medication, can't do this. Why? Because you're not following the code that was given to you dealing with a religion. Genesis 1:29. I've given you all the herbs and seeds and plants for meat. You're not supposed to be eating flesh. That's why later on the book said, do not give up your meat, that they went meat in terms of what's going on in Genesis. Here they come, oh, we're vegan, we're vegetarians. That diet was given to you over 2,000 years ago. How come you're not eating it? How come you're not doing what you're supposed to do? Because they have you thinking of the book in terms of religion, based on your culture. See, there's two cultures. Your culture's not jumping up and dancing hoo-hoo with the spears in your hand. No, that's not your culture. Your culture is reap what you sow. That's science. If you reap two chemicals together, and I say this all the time, if you reap two chemicals together, you're going to get a reaction. You put math on that reaction to control reaction. That's science. They just don't call it reap what you sow because they don't want you to get credit for it coming out of chemistry. They don't want you to get that credit for nothing coming out. In fact, they got you thinking they're like, they didn't even start in Kemet. You started in a slave ship. You know what I'm saying? They're controlling your information. They know it's a code book. That's why when we were slaves, they made us call them master. They got stores right now called Lord and Taylor. They know their lords. They know who they are. And they're living up to their potential. You say, well, well, how can they get this information if we don't? Well, you're coming out of the age of Pisces, the two fishes. They're coming out of that age. And Revelation will tell you, there's no Greek, no bond, no male, no female days. These are the last days coming out of Pisces. 2,000 years. We're coming out of this. So now we have to think in terms of equality. This is what we're fighting about, equality. How do we get this equality? And I'm going to talk just a little bit, maybe a couple minutes, about what we're developing. We're developing a society where it's run by the people. There's no presidents, no vice presidents, no committees, none of this stuff, okay? If there's a committee, it's not actually a committee. It's a group of people that do law, a group of people that do science. They don't run your lives, but they do science. This is what they do. And so those people that want to do science, we group them together. Those that want to do law, we group them together. So when a society has a problem, we call it a law committee. All lawyers there. That's all they're in the committee of lawyers, because that's what they want to be. But the decisions to run your life comes from the people. We don't vote for a president or nobody to run our lives. Who knows more about what you need in your house than you do? Why don't I got to vote for somebody to tell me what I need in my house? Okay? Now, remember, this is an interactive show, so if you have a comment or something you want to say, just hit one, and let me know you have a comment, and I'll open up your mic, and we can talk. And you can talk or have a question. If you just want to give a shout-out, that's cool, too. It's not a problem. But now, the thing is, they've been showing us the Bible as a religious book, and it's not a religious book. They say, well, let's talk about Moses. What was so profound about Moses? Whether Moses existed or not is irrelevant. What the key is, after they left, well, to travel 40 years in the desert, the whole nine yards, after they did that, they set up a centralized banking system. That's how they were able to build the cities and stuff. See what I'm saying? Your first centralized banking system was developed. The people gave 10% to the Levites. The Levites controlled the money. You know what I'm saying? That's what you take away from Moses. A centralized banking system. Okay? Let's go further than that. Let's go on a half hour. So right about now, when I normally do the commercial, so I'm going to do the commercial here. Like I said, I appreciate everybody that's calling in and that's on the line. They're trying to show you the difference between our religious book and a code book, having power and having money. We can't put boots on the ground right now. You know what I'm saying? Somebody come to your house, as well as calling the popo, they should shoot you as well as the person that's dealing with your house, okay? This is Elohim Five Tribes of Constellation of Cyrus, or Elohim, he changed the name. we come on every Sunday at 8 to 9 p.m. The call number is 516-455-3920. Press 1 if you have a comment, if you want to say something. And even if you just want to give a shout-out, that's fine, too. This takes a minute because I like to give back to the people that are trying to help people, that are giving on the airways all the time and doing things, okay? So if you want to advertise on the show, we don't charge nothing to advertise. That's why we got such a big list to advertise. But it's okay. This is my way of giving back, okay? We don't give your name out unless you wanted to. We just mentioned the last four digits of your phone number. And if you want to give your name, then you can give your name. Or if you want to advertise your business, you can do that too, okay? Now, we're kind of leading towards health today. Now, we have released, I have the Gospel CD on the market, 911 Jesus Mercy, Jesus is coming. It's on CD Baby, /CD/Christ2, that's the number two. So you can go and check it out. This is how we get our little funds from the sale of our albums and books. We have a book on the market, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, A Christ Has Come. You need to check that out. It's on Amazon. You can get that. Now, we ask ourselves, when Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? He's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddesses of womb, okay? So you sisters out there, be mindful of the babies you're dumping because we need those babies. We don't want you to take our chance. the child you dumped just might be one that's going to get us out of this mess we're in, and boy, are we in a mess, okay? Don't forget to check out my book, Surrounding Scriptures, Part 2, Christ's Karma. I already mentioned that. The calling number for more information is 215-758-1703, okay? I'm also in the Carabas. I buy and sell gold. You need some gold. If you want to get into that business, you can give me a call again at 215-758-1703. If I'm going too fast for anybody, because I'm speeding through this, just hit one and you can get, I'll redo a number for you if you want, okay? Okay, I would like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his history book on When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands history. He fills in the missing pieces. I also like to give a shout out to Legacy of the Nation, hosted by Bubba Mackinson. Comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call number is 319-527-6199, okay? That's 319-527-6199. I'll give a shout out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamutra Levin. She has spoken word and boy, she speaks the word. So you might want to check her out, okay? I'm trying to get in touch with her. She might want to update the information on her advertising. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual revival. She comes on YouTube. I'm Nikki Love You Mom. The call in number, you want to find out more about her, is 909-749-8626. Now, she's a spiritual advisor. She's spiritual leader, too. She did me, I did her, and she's pretty good. So if you want to know a little bit about your future that you can't figure out, give her a call. She can help you out there, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121, Pennsylvania, UNACL, 1918-1929 of the world. In need of a week for more information, contact President Mark P. at the UNA at 267-822-2320, okay? I'd also like to give a shout-out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. Oh, my goodness. Everybody's trying to go back to Africa. You got to give RBG Industries a call. They also make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. Now, I got 40 suits. So you never had a tailor-made suit? You got to give those a big call. His number is 609-628-5828. He sure will accommodate you. I also like to give a shout out to Save More Electronics. The calling number is 215-909-3352 from 985. I stick my chest out a little bit. That's my son coming. He does a great job on electricity and wiring and everything. Now just give him a call. He's bonded and insured, so he'll take care of you, okay? Well, there's a brother who's offering jobs. He has a security company. His number is 336-988-8633. I'm going to say that again because somebody called me earlier and wanted to request his number, so I'm going to slow that one down for a minute. 336-988-8638, okay? 336-988-8638. So if you need a job in security, give them a call. Tell them who told you to call, okay? I'd like to give a shout out to Tom Ford, who writes in the name of T. Ford, and he has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google YouTube, Heaven 219 TEE to Ford. For more information, call 267-259-4077. So if you listen to my album, hear some of that good old background in there. That's Brother Tom helping me out with the background. He did a very good job. I'd like to give a shout out to Taylor Cotts Learning Academy, licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. Stick my chest out a little bit. That's my daughter, too. And some of my babies are trying to do something out there, right? And Taylor Tots has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Our email address is TaylorTotsLearningAcademy@gmail.com. Instagram, Taylor_Tots_LA. I ain't too down with Instagram, but that's the Instagram address. Also, give a shout out to our residents and naturopathic healers and doctors. We have Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And if you call Paul right now, Dr. Paul, and give him his props, if you call Dr. Paul right now, he will give you a free herb chart to help you out if you're feeling a little over the weather right now, you know, and ask him a little bit about that COVID-19 thing too. It's 61-561-3864. He sells water cleaning equipment. not cleaning water purification systems and stuff like that there. So you need some purified water, then give Dr. Bill a call and help you out. So if you're sick and you don't have these two specialists on your dial, you need to be sick. You know, nobody deserves to be sick. So just give these guys a call and don't worry, be healthy. Okay, we're going to get back to the show. That took a taking me a little longer every time, but I have to give these people some kind of accolade because they're on the air every week giving us information out, trying to help help us because we need all the information we can get. So there's a lot of different things coming out of the show. Now, what I like to say in reference to health, all of the nutrients and vitamins work together to create the perfect cell. Okay, I'm just going to say this right quick. The your body, 90.6 is what temperature that they go by. Your body, your stomach is like an oven. And if you put all the ingredients to a cake in the oven, the cake is going to come out perfect. If you're missing any ingredients, the cake is going to either not rise right, ain't going to be sweet enough, something's going to be wrong with the cake. The question you have to ask yourself, why am I eating? If you're eating to lose weight, eating to gain weight, eating to live younger, whatever purpose you're eating for, that determines what your diet is to make the perfect cell. If you're eating to make the perfect cell, then you're trying to make the perfect cake. So you need all of the ingredients, all of the nutrients in your system when you eat at the same time, okay? Now, the diet I'm on, I eat mostly vegetables. I don't consume the flesh. I do five vegetables every day. That's one cup of these five vegetables gives you almost all of the nutrients and minerals that you're going to need. And if you eat them at the same time, then you're working towards that perfect cell, okay? That's broccoli, green peas, collard greens, Brussels sprouts, string beans. Those are the five. I eat one cup of those vegetables a day, okay? A day. And that gives me mostly all the nutrients that I need. Now, it's a little short on the vitamin A, so I use Pepperica. Pepperica is high in vitamin A as a seasoning, okay? A little bit short on vitamin B4, that's when I use the sage. Sage is also a seasoning. I also use garlic, turmeric, and stuff like that, just for taste. I use a lot of turmeric because turmeric has been known to produce stones, gallstones and stuff like that there. So be careful, don't eat too much turmeric. Okay, I know turmeric is good for you. All right? Now, that's the diet that I'm on. All right? Now, you can call it a vegetarian diet, vegan diet, whatever you want to call it, but that's the diet that I'm on. Your body is unique to you. Tell what you eat. You need to study. Prepare your body for what you need for you. All right? And that will keep you away from the doctor, okay? Now, let's get back to the main topic. The one I want to deal with is the Bible as a code book and not a religious book. Our children are out there throwing the book away. You know, they don't read it. Man, that Bible is whacked up. We don't know what's up. But it's a great code book. And the codes that's in the Bible will help save your life. I'm telling you, once you get to deal with it as a code book. Let's go to another story. Let's go to the story of Joseph, okay? And when he was thrown in a hole by his brothers and all that stuff, we need a whole story. But the key to the whole thing is that how did he save Kenneth? He told Pharaoh, eat half the grain, save half the grain. That's the 50% budget dealing with the book as a code book. See, now I'm getting caught up in the stories. That's the 50% budget. Wouldn't you like to have half the money that you spend all your life? Sure you would. But nobody told you that you're supposed to be on a 50% budget. If you can't save half your money, you're living beyond your means. You're dealing with the book as a code book, okay? Now, society, just for a couple of seconds here, the society that we're introducing, okay, is based on the end time, all right? No Greek, no bond, no male, no female, all are one in Christ. You follow what I'm saying? That means there's no hierarchy. Nobody's no more important than any doggone body else, okay? If one person in the society got a limousine, then we got a limousine coming. Everybody rides down a limousine if they want. That's what I'm saying. You know, why should a minister have a $5 million house and people sleeping on the street? something's wrong with their pitcher. Do he really have to have a $5 million house? You know what I mean? There's a problem there. And we have to solve the problem. We've been protesting. Oh, my God. How long black people been protesting in this country? We still got the same problem. Something's got to change. And the only way it's going to change is the people themselves get up and change it. That means you have to be in a situation where you yourself is making the decisions. That's what I'm talking about. You're not making decisions. The only voice you got in this government is when you throw that switch, when you flip that switch to vote. Anybody tell me that they don't vote, I'm looking at an idiot. Because what else are you going to do? You know what I mean? Ain't like you can call downtown and say, look, mayor, I want this to happen and that to happen. Ain't going to voice that. You can't call a police commissioner and say, hey, I don't like the way the cops are treating us on this block. You ain't got no clout. You don't have no authority. You don't have no control over anything. Your control is when the mayor come up, you can put the mayor in that you want. When the judges come up, all the crazy judges that are locking up our children before they go on up, kick them out of office. That's the only voice you got. Other than that, you're in trouble. So we're setting up a society to help change some of that stuff around, all right? For those of you who are interested in actually stepping up to your true potential, being the God that you are. Now remember, when you step up in your mind and say, I'm God, there's 6 billion people on this planet. That's your responsibility. Think about it for a second. If you plant food, clothing, shelter, security, if you plan a security for 6 billion people, you think somebody's going to mess with you and your family? I don't think so, because you're going to be well-strapped and well-armed. If you're planning food, I don't think so. If you're planning housing, shelter for 6 billion people, you think that you're not going to have what you need to live? You're going to have more than what you need to live. But you have to, and then food. If you're figuring out, now, how can I plant enough food to feed 6 billion people? And you started testing that little theory, maybe growing a little food in boxes or growing a little food out of the yard, say, boy, I can grow enough food with this here to feed 6 billion people. You think you and your family are going to be hungry? I don't think so, because you sure don't have enough food for yourself if you're planning on doing what you're supposed to do as God. But they got you thinking, well, I'm a man, what can I do? Well, I'm a woman, I got to stay home and cook the biscuits and watch the children. There ain't too much I can do out there. You know what I'm saying? This is the mindset that they got you in, okay? They're taking your read-what-you-saw culture, called the science, and man, look at the boots they got on the ground, the boots, the tanks, the machine guns, everything they got on the ground for power. And what are you doing? What are you thinking? How come you're thinking the way you're thinking? Okay? I'm going to give you just a little bit of this. I don't want to go too far into this because it's a whole hour by itself. They have what we call mind control projects. And they're on your mind. Now, a lot of people call it targeting. You know, everybody that's under these sophisticated governments are being targeted. The question is, what do you do about it? There's a constant battle, you know. Just think about this for a second. You ever been doing something, set something down, and then you can't find it? You're sitting right here. You ain't moved, you ain't done nothing, but you're looking around. Where did that pin go? I just had a doggone thing right here. You're under mind control. Anytime you do something like that happen, that means you're under mind control. See what I'm saying? The target is nationwide. All right? You have to remember that you're going to have to fight. Whenever you're trying to do something that goes against the 1%, mentally, you're going to have to fight with yourself mentally to overcome what they're doing to you to get it done. The biggest problem with what they're doing is the headaches. That's a big problem. All you can do about that is change your diet. You know what I mean? Come back on meat, form of food, give up the flesh, go on a Genesis diet. You know what I mean? Stop eating all that flesh. You know, go back and eat vegetables, some fruits and stuff, and that will cut the headaches down. You know what I'm saying? I've just released this. I haven't released it yet, but I have a CD that I've just done that will activate your pineal gland, okay? And that will help as well, help you block some of the stuff that you're doing. But it's a fight. It's a rumble. You think it's strange that you'd be doing something all of a sudden, you got the TV on and say, wait a minute, I wasn't really watching television today. I said, I had something else to do. But you're sitting there watching TV. than the programs you're watching. Look at some of these programs you're watching. Ain't gonna put no food on the table. Ain't gonna put no money in your pocket. But you're sitting there with your mouth glued to the TV. Why? Try to stop eating breakfast. See how hard it is. Try to stop eating lunch. See how hard it is. When Elijah Muhammad came to us to go to one meal a day, I said, man, this girl gotta be crazy. You can eat one time a day, you know? But the programming and you being targeted is hard to overcome what they're trying to get you to do. All the sports and everything is a distraction so that they can do what they want in government and you don't know what's going on. That's what's going on out there, okay? Now, I always do this. Okay, we got a hand up. Okay, I always go to the callers right away when they call in because I don't know which point they want to jump in at. We got 5828. Your mic is open. You're on the line. I think your mic is open here. Your mic is open. You have a comment or something you want to say? 5828.
This is Brother Siddiqui. I just wanted to say I appreciate
we can't
you.
Hear you.
Being consistent with you.
You're on the line. If you have a comment or something to say. Okay,
yes.
Well, I'm going to leave
you
mic open. You can jump in.
Can you hear, brother?
I can't hear you. Let me bring in somebody else. And 1927, oh, you know I was coming, right? I always put you on the hot seat. You know, let me see if I can see what's going on. Oh, we got a 1927. Your mic is open. You have a question or comment? Oh, wait a minute. Open up the wrong mic here. Guess I'm having, it's been a long day for me. 1927. Oh, I can't hear that. Your mic is open. You have a comment or a statement?
Yes. Good evening, brother. Good
evening. Okay, so
can you hear me okay? Can you hear me?
I can barely hear what you're saying.
Oh, my. Okay.
I can hear you now. I can hear you now. I might have seen someone 5820. It was me. I had my phone screwed. That's why I couldn't hear. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Is that any better?
That's a lot better. 5828, I might have the same problem with you. Did you just give me a second here? I want to make sure that it wasn't my fault that 5820 didn't get checking up a comment. Do you have a comment or statement you want to make right there? Huh?
Peace.
Oh, I can hear it now.
Peace. This is Brother Siddiqui. I'm just calling in just to compliment you on continue to be consistent on your shows and bringing up subject matters that is relevant and makes you more inquisitive about the existence of the Bible and how its uses.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the shout out. Love you to your brothers. Brother Sneaky just come back from Africa the other day, but we drove him today on the show earlier today on what he was doing over there. Boy, he has some pretty good answers. 1927, your mic is open.
All right, Brother Elohim. This is Brother Mack of Legacy of the Nation. I have the question that I have is, it relates to Abram versus Abraham. And perhaps you could explain the changing of Abram, changing his name from Abram to Abraham, and why this was done. And when was it that the son Isaac was placed on the altar to be sacrificed, and then Abram was told, "Hey, I was just joking." I just wanted to see what you was gonna do.
Okay, well, see, those are religious questions, and they answer those questions all the time. A rose by any other name is still a rose. So it don't matter what you call him. He's still who he was. You follow what I'm saying? So as far as his son being on the altar, this was prior to him. This is prior to him going to get his. This was when his son was young. You follow what I'm saying? So it was way prior to him building an army. You follow what I'm saying? But he didn't mind sacrificing his son for the military. See, that's the code. But when you get into religious questions, it becomes nonsensical. You follow what I'm saying? If you say tomato and I say tomato, does that change the tomato? Don't change what it is. So if we get caught up into that type of dialogue, right, we can go on forever and ever and ever, and there's no actual rhyme or reason for the question to even be answered because it doesn't change who he was. See what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Religious questions are very difficult to answer because there's no real answer. You know what I'm saying? To religious questions, there's no real answer. That's why we give the book as a code book. So once you get into the code, it's permanent, it's accurate, and you can use the code over and over and over and over. You follow what I'm saying? So I don't really, that's what I do with religious questions, because we're not dealing with the Bible as a religious book. To ask you a question as a code, thinking as a code, what difference will it make by him changing his name?
Very well. Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, brother, man. He's so smart. He's my elder. So he knows when I say, oh, wait a minute, I'm going to skip that jail. I ain't going to go down that rabbit hole. But what I'm saying is that religious questions, this is why they got so many different religions, so many people arguing and fussing over the book because of the religious questions, you know? Was there really a Moses? He might have been Tut Moses. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed. But Brother Elohim, all we had was the religious interpretation. And now that you have brought to our attention that it's a code book and not a religious book, we still have to get over the hundreds of years, or maybe even thousands, the thousands of years, story having been a religious story, and so it can be somewhat puzzling when you look at the book in the light that, you know, for thousands of years, it was a religious story for those of us who didn't have a clue as to it being a code book. And now that we do have a clue, we kind of have to go and chink up some of the leaks and holes that have been put in the story as far as our interpretation. And plug them up and then read the book again as a code book, if that makes sense.
Well, reading the book as a code book, now it also gets kind of scary. See what I'm saying? So let's put the same code on the story of Mary and Jesus. Let's put the same code on that story. I know some people want to punch me in the mouth when we get done with this one. If men and women are God, when Mary said God made her pregnant, who made her pregnant? You see what I'm saying? It gives a whole
new
light to that story. So if a man made her pregnant, the man that made her pregnant had to be higher up in her mind that she would think of him as a God. That would be one of the high priests in the church. So one of the high priests, because Mary was a teenager, although they never show Mary as a teenager with a baby, they always show her as a grown woman. Why they do that, I don't know. But, well, I do know, but so if one of the high priests made Mary pregnant, that would have been such a scandal on the church, because Mary was so, they considered mind so pure that when you got to walk outside the church, she couldn't walk on ground that wasn't consecrated. So one of the high priests made her pregnant, which is God, if I understand. How would they get rid of the scandal? They would give her to Joseph and tell Joseph to keep his mouth shut. That's just a thought. Now, I know you'll say, wait a minute.
Right.
The code
absolutely.
The code is scary. Because when you get into the court, now the same thing that happened to Mary is happening to the churches all along. It ain't changed. They're pedophiling the boys and everybody wants to go. These preachers are going crazy up there in the Catholic Church. I mean, you know, and the history bear witness to that. They ain't changed, but they cleaned the story up. So we think back then that kind of stuff wasn't going on. But it was going on back then, and it's still going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Dealing with the code. The Bible is a code book. See, it unlocks some of the, there's no mysteries in the book no more. It unlocks all of those mysteries that we can really see what's going on. We only got a few seconds here, Brother Mac. Once again, I always appreciate you chiming in. Brother, that one is the number for the job thing. I hope you got it. If you didn't, just click one right quick. We at the end of the hour here, so I'd like to give my closing assertion before we run completely out of time. I have walked the path of divine energy today, and do not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. We have to go back, culture of reap what you sow, which is science. We're scientists, all of us. That's who we are. They just changed the name. Your culture is reap what you sow. And you should be using a scientific methodology, and all of us, if you have young children out there, start getting them into some type of military tactics, send them to karate class or something. You know what I'm saying? Get them to defend themselves. So when you put out the call, if you got four or five children and your children of a certain age and they come, you got a crew with you that can do something. You know what I'm saying? We only got 10 seconds left. So with that, I'd like to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you, Brother Siddiqui, for giving me a little shout-out. Thank you so much. Brother Mac, I always appreciate you on the show. With that, I'd like to say, love is the act of becoming feel good. So now go out and have a feel-good day. Much love, guys. Thank you so much, everybody, for being on the line. I appreciate it.
Much love, Brother Lee, and be well.
Mm-hmm.